Psalm 83. Don't keep silent, O God. Don't keep quiet. Don't be still, O God, because your enemies are making a huge noise, and those who hate you have lifted up their head. They've taken cunning counsel against your people and taken awful plans against your hidden ones. They have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. Well, this was true at certain points in Israel's history, but it is particularly true now. This psalm has a very strange relevance to the situation of Israel today, because they are surrounded, Israel is surrounded by her enemies. And they say, let's cut them off from being a nation. There is a very clear statement by Islamic terrorists and extremists that they want to destroy Israel from off the face of the earth and to end the Jewish state. They say, come, let's cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more remembered. And that is how it is, that they absolutely, like their passenger aircraft won't fly over Israel because they just don't accept that it exists. And they insist that the name Israel must not be used, it must be called Palestine. It all sounds very similar to what's going on today. They've consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against Israel. That is, this is a group of peoples who gather together, united by a common desire to destroy Israel. And you see this happening around Israel at the moment. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites of Moab and the Hagarenes, Gebel and Ammon, Amalek, the Philistines, the inhabitants of Tyre, Assur or Assyria is joined with them. They've helped the children of Lot. The children of Lot were of Moab and Ammon. Well, who are these people? When you put them together, there's 10 peoples here. And this is quite significant because the beast that is going to dominate Israel in the last days has got 10 horns. There's going to be 10 groups of people who join together against Israel. Whether it's a literal 10 or not, we don't know. But they are listed here. And if you look at where those places are, the Philistines, that's the people who live in what is now called the Gaza Strip, and the inhabitants of Tyre, well, that's what is now Lebanon, all these people are all against Israel. Do unto them as unto the Midianites, as to Sisera, as you did to Jabin at the brook of Kishon, those who perished at Endor. They became like dung for the earth. Make their nobles, their leading men, like Oreb and like Zeeb. Yes, all their princes as Zebar and as Zalmunna, who said, let us take to ourselves the houses of God in possession. Well, that is the whole argument over Jerusalem, that the Muslims say this is our holy city, we want this for ourselves, and the Jews say, no, this is the site of the temple that God built, or that God wanted built, etc. So the argument is about the holy places of God and who possesses them. And that is so relevant for today. That is exactly what's happening today. Oh my God, make them like a wheel, like the stubble before the wind, as the fire burns wood, as the flame sets even the mountains on fire. So persecute them with your storm and make them afraid. Fill their faces with shame, that they may seek your name, O Lord. So he's not saying, ah, yeah, go for them, God. Go on, kill them, get them. He says, fill their faces with shame, that they may seek your name, O Lord, O Yahweh. So the idea of these judgments is that these people seek God and seek to come into relationship with him. Let them be confounded and troubled forever. Yes, let them be put to shame and perish, that men may know that you, whose name alone is Jehovah, are the most high over all the earth. So again, let them be confounded, etc., because of all the things they've done, so that men may know that God alone is God, that Yahweh alone is God. So the intention of punishing all these people is not sort of bloodlust. Oh yeah, let's get equal with these people. No, God is more merciful and is more creative than that. He is going to use even the destruction of those who absolutely will not seek him, those who will not repent. He will use that in order to advertise his ways to others and to bring others to him. Because God is concerned above all things with salvation. That's what he wants, to save people.